Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 467 for Friday, July the 8th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform corrected higher Friday morning on the heels of steep losses over the past two sessions. Canola was anywhere from $5 to $8 higher, with the November contract checking in at $469.90 a ton. That's up $7.60. Canola was drawing support from gains in the U.S. soy complex and crude oil. There were ideas yesterday's losses were overdone, and traders were positioning themselves ahead of the weekend. However, on the other side of the coin, canola was pressured by significant declines in Malaysian palm oil, as well as European rapeseed futures. Uncertainty in global finances and favorable weather across much of Western Canada were also bearish for values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. Soybeans were generally 12 to 18 cents higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $10.43 a bushel. That's 18 cents stronger. The market corrected from its lowest point in 2 months. Traders were positioning themselves ahead of a major USDA crop report that's due out on Tuesday. Rainfall is expected to stay over much of the U.S. farm belt for the next week and a half. However, after that, some weather forecasters say warm, dry weather will return, and that was bullish for prices. Corn was 4 to 5 cents per bushel higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.53 per bushel. Chart-based trading helped lead the way higher for corn. From a technical point of view, the crop was oversold leading into today. Softness in the U.S. dollar also helped out prices, while traders were covering shorts. U.S. wheat was 8 to 9 cents higher, with the September contract sitting at $4.35 per bushel. The wheat market took direction from gains in corn along with the weaker U.S. dollar. Excess rains continue to hammer wheat in France, and that was good news for U.S. exporters. Large global supplies of wheat kept the market in check, though. That has been a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, July the 8th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.